Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
Ezekiel 13 records that false teachers began to mock Ezekiel's prophecy of God's impending judgment on Judah. The Bible records these false teachers as those who claimed to speak for God, yet they did so on their own merits and for their own interests. It even appears that these false teachers began to believe their own deceptions. And because these self-aggrandizing types are always with us, we see the apostles fighting them off in the New Testament and warning the church that this will always be a battle for those who uphold the truth of God's authentic word. We are exposed to so much nonsense today that it's almost impossible to keep track of the false teachings. The internet and social media have given platform to just about every type of foolishness imaginable. Individuals who would have lived in obscurity in just about every other time in history now have a platform, and the more ridiculous the claim, it seems the faster they gain followers. Many church leaders are stuck in a sort of third wayism that is wrapped in cultural sensitivities, and they fear directly speaking out against errors makes them appear harsh or mean. See, everything today must be dressed in passive meekness because to be strong and masculine and bold has been labeled bad. But we don't see that pattern in Scripture. We see prophets and apostles who cared so much for the truth that they boldly called out false teaching and anything that would lead their people astray. They cared so much that they protected the church at all cost and warned of those who were wolves. Right in divinely inspired Scripture for all to read, Paul called out multiple false teachers by name so the church would know whom to avoid. We aren't talking about other pastors who might have a different view on minor doctrine. No, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about gross error that is leading people toward a different gospel. Things that, like in Ezekiel's time, sound good, but are not from God, and they go directly against what we know His Word tells us. Things like prosperity doctrine, or anti-Semitism, which is on the rise, or weird conspiracies. God's word tells Christians to be sober-minded, not easily led into silly beliefs, to be rational and considerate, respectable above all others. No, the earth is not flat. God's word does not teach that it's a sin to be sick, and it does not teach that giving to a ministry will provide material blessings or gain. My brothers and sisters in Christ, you must renew your mind through God's word. You must know what it says, and you must talk about it, wrestle it out, and study with others so that you will not be easily led into foolishness. Listen to tried and true men of God like Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, MacArthur, Begg, and others found on WDCX. Now more than ever, we must be vigilant and stand for the truth of the gospel so that we will be faithful to Christ in these wild times. What a blessing to be trusted with the gospel in one of the most amazing times in history. Steward it well.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at WDCXradio.com.